So much of what we throw away is leftovers from some bigger project, like the plastic container that those eighth-inch nails came in, or the newspaper you laid down to make sure you didn't get paint on the dining room table. And while the onion peels from the soup I made last week are right at home in a compost bin, there are some things we're not quite as willing to give to the worms just yet. In our second piece, Colleen Hansen and Laura Chow looked at one creative way that crafters are dealing with leftover scraps of fabric that would otherwise go to waste. Colleen tells the story.
Once a month, a community of fabric artists and crafters come together at an unremarkable warehouse in Midtown Palo Alto. Inside are tables piled high with fabric scraps discarded from designer showrooms around the Bay Area. In many ways, this fabric distribution event, known as FabMo, is a textile junkie's dream.
You come and you're attracted by the colors and the textures, and your mind starts to wander on all these different projects that you can work on.
FabMo, which stands for Fabrics and More, is a Peninsula distribution event founded and organized by Jonathan and Hannah Cranch. It began over 11 years ago with the purpose of finding new homes and uses for the thousands of fabric scraps from designer showrooms that would otherwise be thrown away. This is Jonathan Cranch, one of FabMo's founders.
It's a nonprofit organization that rescues discontinued designer fabrics and keeps them out of the landfill and puts them into the hands of appreciative, clever, creative people.
I had been to FabMo distribution several times before. It had always seemed to me a hidden gem in the Palo Alto community, a magical source of fabric, paper, and inspiration. This time I came with a microphone and with the intention of finding out what others made with the fabric and what or who kept this textile machine running. So there we were one Friday afternoon, myself and another contributor to the Stanford Storytelling Project, walking into this warehouse in Midtown Palo Alto. We were greeted warmly at the door by Holly, the greeter on shift, with whom we chatted briefly, and were then told to enjoy ourselves. The fabric was stacked in neat piles. In fact, Jonathan and Hannah organized a team of volunteers to keep the tables neat and continually restocked. And the stacks were roughly organized by size, color, and texture. There were velvets, linens, jutes, corduroys, leathers, wallpapers, cotton prints. Most sizes no bigger than the palm of your hand. Occasionally, a larger piece was folded into the pile. With so much to choose from, there's no one place to start. And so we began exploring, sorting and diving into the piles looking for treasures. It was a wonderland of color. Some of the other women in the room browsed with purpose, while others moved slowly, adding fabric to shoulder bags when something caught their fancy. We talked to a few of them.
My name is Kimberly Lee. I live in Los Altos Hills.
How do you start, how do you navigate your way through all these piles?
It was a little overwhelming. I think I've circled the tables 3 or 4 times now, and just reminding myself to stay on track with the one project that I'm working on, as opposed to just stuffing lots of things into my bag.
And Kimberly, you're here at FabMo looking for anything in particular?
It's a personal project.
Okay.
It's the second time that I've come, and I picked out a couple of pieces when I was here last and came up with the beginnings of a bag that I'd like to make.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like a third piece, and the color that I had picked out last time didn't match, so I'm coming specifically to try to complement what I've got already.
Oh, my name's Holly. And it's just all wonderful. I just love the quality of the textiles. I consider myself sort of a textile geek, so I like knowing what everything's made out of. And these are really, really high-end fabrics, a lot of them. They're woven on European jacquard looms with really high-quality fibers. It's not like what you buy at a fabric store.
My name is Anna Maria, and I am doing a kids class at my daughter's school. I'm looking for material to cover journals. They're going to be decorating journals and then using them as gifts.
After browsing through all the fabric offerings and meeting a few new friendly faces, we were eager to talk to the man behind it all. Jonathan Cranch, who along with his wife Hannah, founded FabMo over a decade ago, was sitting in a small cubicle just inside the door, answering appointment emails and updating his FabMo calendar. The few days I could see highlighted on screen were packed with appointments from beginning to end. There was scarcely a moment to take a breath. It looked like the distribution weekend was going to be busy.
My name is Jonathan Cranch. I live in Palo Alto, and my wife and I have the organization called FABMO.org or FABMO Inc. Hannah's records go back probably 13 or 14 years. We started when I was building, and we would go up to the design center and for the summer market and winter market and see what was new. And Hannah found out that the discontinued samples were just trash for them. She said, I can do better. She was teaching art at the time in Palo Alto, and so she would pick up the fabrics and distribute them to the various schools in Palo Alto. And that grew to 5 school districts and children's theater and things like that, but the seasonality of schools meant there was a seasonality of our market as well. Mm-hmm. So we started using the Palo Alto Free Cycle and Craigslist, and we started developing a list of interested and interesting people that would welcome these fabrics and do something creative with them.
Those truckloads, Jonathan and Hannah, spend 5 to 6 hours every Monday driving up to the city and meeting with the showrooms, quickly add up. Jonathan estimates that they keep 20 tons a year of fabric out of the landfills, and most of that fabric, about 90% of it, finds its way into the eager hands of crafters.
It was a few garbage bags every 6 or 7 weeks, and now it's a truckload every week. We're empty nesters, so we have a 5-bedroom house, and we had 3 bedrooms full of fabric. And yes, we were doing this out of the house, and then we realized there were some challenging issues around that, so we have now been here at Fiber High for 6 months. My contact list is over 1,400 names. When I started, I think I was about 300 names. And that's been less than a year. So it's grown. It's grown. Word of mouth has helped.
Jonathan and Hannah try to make each one of those 1,400 people feel welcome. Each person is greeted, if by name if possible, at the door when they arrive. And every appointment is scheduled in advance through an individual email from Jonathan.
It's scary how many of those 1,400 I recognize. And I'm not saying the 1,400 people come here. You know, our traffic in a given month, we do this once a month, and our traffic has been averaging about 220 people in a 2-day distribution. Today we are approaching 120 just for the day, and we've been open for 6 hours. Okay. So I think we're ahead of our normal pace, and I think a lot of that has to do with the art exhibit last week, mm-hmm. or 2 weeks ago. We had 85 new people that subscribed to the email list, and it's wonderful because they self-select, and they just tend to be a really wonderful community. Mm-hmm. It is a community, and you know, we work very hard to, we have appointments. People can't just come in and do the Macy's basement or rummage sale thing. Mm-hmm. We want appointments so that we can manage the size of the crowd. We don't pick and choose who they are, but you know, if there are the right number of people, the networking that happens, the sharing of techniques, the sharing of what kind of projects they do, and pretty soon people are looking for each other's fabrics, and it fills my heart.
Yeah.
It fills my heart.
FABMO, it seems, has grown not only in size, but in purpose. And as has been the pattern thus far, the emphasis was again on the people.
Fascinating, because for a long time, our effort was to keep stuff out of the landfill and put it into the appreciative hands. And then people started coming around and saying, look what I made with the stuff I got. And we realized there was another story, which is what happens afterwards. For example, there's a gal that comes up from Los Angeles to get fabrics. And last Christmas, they did 400 lap blankets for seniors. And that is cool. But then it's leveraged because she can't sew 400 lap blankets on her own. So she engaged the Girl Scouts to do that. So now this stuff is kept out of the landfill. It goes to a productive use. It engages other people in that productive use. And then the ultimate recipients are the seniors.
FABMO relies heavily on the support of volunteers like Holly, the woman who greeted us so cheerfully at the door when we arrived.
Organization is volunteer. So after you go a couple times, you start straightening up or whatever, and it got bigger and bigger, and now they actually have formal slots. So I'm a greeter. I am greeting people at the door for 2 hours today. Then I got involved this past summer in organizing the art exhibit that we had 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. And that was just because we were all really excited about things we had made, and we made a show. That was really fun.
FABMO's first art exhibit was both an opportunity to showcase projects made from FABMO materials and a chance for other like-minded textile geeks from around the area to meet each other. Jonathan describes the event.
I don't know how to describe that. It was the most exciting thing I've experienced in years. Yeah. We rented the Quadris Conference Center in Menlo Park, just off on Sand Hill Road, just before 280. Beautiful facility. And we had 32 exhibitors exhibiting everything from stuffed animals and wearable art to bags and purses and cell phone what would you call it? Cell phone cases. Jewelry, all kinds of things that were made with stuff that came, primarily with stuff that came through FABMO. We had about 350 people that came through, and the energy level in that room was intense all day long. It's what I call happy chatter. Mm-hmm. It's what we experience here, but that was an order of magnitude greater. Mm-hmm. Because we had that many more people, and it was just a wonderful thing. And the reaction that we got from the attendees, from the volunteers, from the exhibitors, and from the staff, those of us that were behind putting it together, it was universally just really, really enthusiastic. We're counting on next year being a Lollapalooza.
Undoubtedly, FABMO is performing a necessary and useful job, keeping perfectly good fabric scraps out of the landfill and repurposing them, giving them a new life. But I find it hard to label and categorize FABMO as a simple repurposing or recycling program. Something really vital is going on in this room, in Holly, the greeter, and Anna Maria, looking for material for an elementary school project, in Kimberly, who brought two of her friends along. Laura, one of the contributors to the Stanford Storytelling Project, sums it up in this
way. I love
the
idea that, I think they got all these fabrics for free from, you know, people that make the fabrics because they're fabric samples, and then they give them to FABMO, who gives them to people who do great things with it. So it's like this line of giving, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like they repurpose the fabric and they repurpose the generosity too, you know. So many of the things that I think people make here get made or given to other nonprofits or schools or art classes and things like that. So,
take Kimberly Lee, for example. She's working on her second FABMO sewing
right.
project.
So you're working on her bag right now.
Yes, and this is the first bag that I made when I came last time.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love the lining here.
Thank you. So I was really pleased. My friend that had introduced me had encouraged me to. We met together and took out her sewing machine. She showed me how to use it and crafted this. It probably took me about 15 or 20 hours. So I don't know if it's cost effective, but it certainly, I feel really good when I carry it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and was this made entirely with fabric from FABMO, or did you?
Yes. Well, actually, the cord I got from a third friend who said that she had it in her collection, and I know that she comes here, so she's likely to have gotten it from here.
And how did you hear about FABMO the first time?
My friend that had helped me with the bag.
Okay.
Yes, and I actually invited a couple more friends this time, one who's an art teacher, mm-hmm. And the other who I know is just terribly creative, and so they were pretty excited to come.
She was first introduced to FABMO by a friend, made her first bag with the help of a friend, and brought two friends along with her today, introducing FABMO to some future devotees. I asked Jonathan what the best part of FABMO was, and he replied, without hesitation, the people.
We've made friends and some wonderful people. You know, it's just something that you have to experience. It's been a great ride. We have fabrics that have gone to Ghana. We have finished products that have gone to Fiji. We have gal that sends stuff to the Philippines to nurture a cottage industry there. We've got going to the Pacific Northwest. There's a gal in the Northwest that works with the Tulalip Indians, and they take some of our leathers and turn them into little packets and purses and things like that. It just doesn't seem to have an end. It's the sort of stuff that makes your heart overflow. At least it makes my heart overflow.
Want to know something funny? Neither Jonathan nor Hannah have a background in fabric. FABMO came to be not because they loved textiles, but in part because they loved their community. They saw a need they could fill, and because they loved each other.
And my wife doesn't sew, but she is absolutely devoted to recycling and repurposing, and I'm absolutely devoted to her.
And in a world inundated with statistics, charts, graphs, numbers, I find it reassuring that in the end, it is our personal relationships with each other, with other individuals, that make the real difference and keep things moving.